I was just saying to Sarah, I was like, how much do I talk about this guest, Stephanie?
Oh my gosh, all the time. And I'm so excited that we get to do this today because, well, first of all, we have a lot of questions. But second, I'm always going to Tez and being like, how do I do this? Or how do I manifest that? Or how, you know, how is this? And she's like, you know, she's like, hold on, let me pull up my notes, you know, and she has like notes on her phone. And I'm like, I love it. Okay. And then she sent me this guest that we're having on today. She sent me this guest podcast. And so I was listening to that and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Yes. I was like, Stephanie Keith is my guru. She's my guru. Whenever yep. I get stuck, I reach out to her, the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. But yes, let's do our little intro.
Okay, great. Before I do our intro, I'm just going to tell you that I'm currently potty training my daughter. And what happened just a couple seconds ago is that she pees in her potty, like her kid's potty out in the living room because I was like running around. And so I needed it close by. So she peed in her potty, but then she wants to carry it all the way to the bathroom.
Sloshing.
Oh, it's sloshing. It's flying out all over the carpet, all over the floor. And by the time she gets to the toilet, there's like only a little bit of pee left. And she goes to dump it and she dumps it like towards her and all over the toilet seat and the floor. So like maybe one sprinkle lad. So I was just cleaning up pee right before I came here. Yeah.
Wow. Do you know what? She probably felt very proud. That's an achievement.
She was. She was very proud. And I was frantically chasing her like, oh, yes, Minty, do it. But can I help you a little bit?
Please.
Anyway, so welcome, everyone. I am Sarah Wright Olson.
I am Teresa Palmer, and you are listening to the Mother Days podcast.
The Mother Days.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, Daisies, we have the most exciting guest. When we had a podcast, Sarah and I, we decided, oh, we're doing a podcast. One of the first people that I thought of that we needed to interview was our guest today, Stephanie Keith, my guru. She is all the things that make me happy in the world. She's an incredible mama. She's also just a mum boss. She has so much going on. And I just love her perspective, the way she does life. And she had a significant pivot in her life. She was in her 9-to-5 job. Maybe some of you can relate to this. She wasn't feeling inspired. She wasn't feeling happy. And she thought, you know what, I'm going to switch things up and I'm going to follow my true heart's purpose. And I just think her story is completely inspiring and exciting. And we have her today on the show. Welcome, Stephanie Keith.
Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Oh, it is such an honor to be here. And Teresa, you're making me nervous. You're making me sound like I'm this guru. And I swear I'm just like a normal person. I am a mom. And Sarah, I'm actually potty training my 2.5-year-old. So the fact that you're potty training at 1.5, man, like that's amazing. And I could probably take a lot of tips from you because it's not going very good for me so far.
No, not at all. She's just asking for it. So it's the only reason why we're doing
that's
it. Otherwise,
awesome.
I would wait until she was like 5 and be like, are you ready?
Oh, no, but I'm so honored to be here. I love you guys. I watch you all the time. And Teresa, I cannot tell you how many people, like literally every day I have someone that's like, oh, I heard about you through Teresa Palmer. And so this morning I had a coffee chat in the app and I was like telling them I'm going to be on Teresa Palmer's podcast and they're all huge fans. So they were like, oh my gosh, tell her hi.
So that is
everyone
so
says
cool.
Hello.
Oh, that is so cool. Yeah. I saw it pop up in my email because I'm a part of the inner tribe of Stephanie Keith's. There's an amazing app. So it's called Manifest It Now app. And it's so beautifully done. And I'm on there and I've been listening to my subliminals and really enjoying just navigating this gorgeous app. So I get these emails from you, Stephanie, saying, oh, we're going to be live in 30 minutes. I'll see you for the coffee chat. And I haven't jumped on yet, but I'm going to jump on soon. I got really excited today because I was like, and I will see her on our show today.
Oh, if you jumped on, everyone would be so excited.
I will. I'm going to jump on next time.
Yeah, you got to do that. That's so cool. I would love to jump in here, Stephanie, and for like me, my mom, Debbie, for any of us that like grew up not knowing anything about manifesting anything. Tell us, like, I know Teresa prefaced your story a little bit, but give us a little bit of like what brought you here? How did you land in this space and how did this whole thing come to life?
Yeah, it's been a really long journey. So I try to make it simple for people now so they don't have to wait years to get to where I got on this journey. But I first heard about the law of attraction in 2009. So like many people did, I read the book, The Secret. I was right out of college, just had my first daughter, and we were really struggling. My husband was laid off from his job and I was just getting started in my career. And now we had this baby to take care of. And it was a very, stressful time where I just kind of felt stuck. You know, you look at your child and you want to give them everything. And I just didn't know how to do that. You know, I felt like I didn't know how to give her the best life possible. And I was missing my mom. I was really homesick because I had moved away. And so she sent me a copy of the book, The Secret. And I knew from the moment I opened the first page that this book was going to change my life. It was like, I just had this knowing, like every atom of my being was just like, yes, like this is the answer you've been looking for. And I read it so fast. I read it like 3 times and I called up my mom and I was like, I'm going to change my life. And she was like, that's amazing. And we got like all excited. And then I was telling my husband about it and he thought I was crazy. He's like, what are you talking about? Like, this doesn't make any sense. And it was driving me crazy because I just wanted him to be as excited as I was.
Yes.
So I was like, you know what? Like, I am going to manifest our dream home. And then you're going to see that it works, you know? And it was like, I had to prove, you know, to him that it's going to work. And he's just like, whatever. So I told him, you know, just play along, follow my lead, play along. It'll make me happy. We'll have fun with this, but let's just try to manifest our dream home. And he did. He played along and we like got out a sheet of paper and wrote out like everything we wanted and the neighborhood we wanted and everything. And 3 months later, we closed on our dream home through totally crazy way. It was way out of our budget. At the time, we needed $30,000 more to be able to afford this house, which at the time, that's what I made in a whole year. It was like, it seemed so impossible. And we manifested the money in a really unexpected way. And ever since then, he was like, okay, I believe you. It worked. And he became a believer. And that's really my first experience with it. And it was such a big thing that happened in my life. I mean, my whole life shifted in those 3 months. We moved into the best school district, and I got a raise at work that doubled my salary. And he was able to go back to school to pursue his career goals. So it was like our whole life shifted in such a drastic way. And I, you know, from that point on, I was really good at manifesting, you know, raises and bonuses and promotions and things like that. But what happened was on my 30th birthday, I just kind of had, you know, I guess it's kind of like a spiritual awakening slash, you know, mental breakdown where I just looked at the last 10 years of my life and I was like, wow, you know, I feel like I just gave those years away to this corporation that would lay me off in a heartbeat if they needed to. And, you know, I just thought of all these really kind of like dark thoughts, like, you know, if I were to die and people came to my funeral, like, what would they even say about me? Like, I'm not, how am I contributing to the world? How am I helping people? And I just felt completely out of alignment with my purpose. And it was just the craziest night because I went through all of these really, you know, depressing thoughts to getting all of this inspiration all in one night. And I had that inner knowing feeling again, just like I did when I opened The Secret, that I was meant to help a lot of people. I had no idea how. I didn't know where this path would take me, but it was in that night that I decided I'm done. I'm going to figure out a way out of this job, and I'm going to find my purpose and figure out how I'm going to help people in this world. And I just took those like little steps, you know, you get these little inspired steps. And I really learned to trust that, to trust myself, to trust what was coming through. And one night, it was like 9 o'clock at night, and I was putting my daughter to bed. And it was the first time I had like a really clear, I felt like it was like a download from the universe to get on my phone and start an Instagram page on the law of attraction. And I just, it was like, boom, like do this right now. And I just did. I got on my phone and I started this page. And within a month, I had 1,000 people from all over the world commenting and messaging me. And I realized it was the first time ever I realized like, I'm not a weirdo. There's other people out there like me that are into this and that want to learn more about it. Like I had no idea. I was always the oddball. Like nobody really followed this kind of thing. And I realized, you know, there's a whole community of people that want to learn and grow and manifest. And that's how it all started. And it's just taken on a life of its own from there.
I have one tiny question, Tess, because I know you have a question, but my one tiny question.
I have like 100 in my phone.
I know. But how quickly after that night that you were like, I'm going to take these steps and I'm going to do this, did you quit your job? I'm just curious. Like,
for me, it was about 2 years.
Wow.
Now, had I had the support that I needed and kind of known what I know now, it didn't have to be that long.
Yeah.
In fact, I couldn't bring myself to leave my job because at the time, like I was the breadwinner for our family, you know, first of all, and you know, it was a great paying job. I had a company car, I had benefits. It was like the golden handcuff scenario
where
it was like too good to leave. And from the outside looking in, it looked like I had it all. Like everyone would tell me, you're crazy. Like, why would you want to leave this? This is like the best job and you're doing so well. And I had a lot of just inner turmoil around that. Like I didn't want to give up this job that's providing for my family. But then I had this other side that was telling me like, no, you need to. And so it finally came to a point. I was actually listening to a podcast and she was talking about leaving your 9 to 5. And she was like, let me ask you this. what is the worst case scenario? Worst case scenario, you go for your dreams and it doesn't work out. Couldn't you just go get another job that you hate? And that was like the light bulb went out. I was like, there's a million sales jobs just in Tampa alone. Like, I could totally come back to the corporate world if it doesn't work out. Like, this is so, but my mind made it out to be so much bigger than it was. So that was really the nudge I needed. And I love to like ask the universe for signs. So I was like, okay, I know I want to leave. Mm-hmm. I need to know when, like, when is the perfect time? Give me a sign. I need a date. Like, I'm ready to do this. And after years and years and years of infertility, I had my first daughter and then I couldn't get pregnant again. I got pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
I knew, like, the moment I found out, I was like, I'm going to leave on maternity leave and never come back. Like, this is my out.
Oh my gosh. That I have goosebumps because that is so cool.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was so wonderful. We had tried for so many years and it was such a difficult experience to go through, but, it's just, you know, everything happens for a reason. And I feel like all of that struggle, not only did it leave me, you know, to get out of this job that I was in, but it's like Amelia is such a, like, she's just such a light. Like, she is, everyone that's around her just vibes and like they can feel her energy.
She's an actress.
Yes. And it's just, oh my gosh, it's perfect timing.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, that was how I ended up leaving. And I think if I would have just heard that advice a little bit sooner and trusted myself, I could have left a lot earlier than I did. But, you know, you don't know until you know. So,
one of my favorite ways to start the day is a shower to wake up my senses, but mostly so I have an excuse to lather myself in Osea's Mega Moisture Duo. These seaweed-powered heroes provide results you can see and confidence you can feel with skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for face products. And when I begin and end my day in this intentional way, I feel and sleep better. And you can get 10% off your first order with our code MOTHERDAYS at OseaMalibu.com.
Yes, I agree. Osea's Mega Moisture Duo is up-leveling my skincare on a daily basis. I love the simplicity of the two products. They're nutrient-rich, ultra-hydrating, and the Undaria Collagen Body Lotion leaves you with such a silky, smooth finish. The Undaria Algae Body Oil is clinically proven to instantly improve the look of skin elasticity, and the formula delivers moisture in a really potent way. Since using it, my skin looks brighter, it feels softer, and it has a more sculpted look. Just taking the time out to nourish your body is a moment to practice mindfulness, self-love, and compassion. We all need more of that.
So show your skin some love with clean vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOTHERDAYS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code MOTHERDAYS for 10% off.
Do you know how much cashback you're leaving on the table settling for the wrong credit card? Imagine earning up to 5% cashback on your groceries for the next 30 years. Think of all that cashback on those overpriced kombuchas. NerdWallet helps everyone make smarter financial decisions today that future you will thank you for. With NerdWallet, you won't regret missing out on rewards. NerdWallet lets you compare smart cashback credit cards side by side to make the most of your everyday spending. So what could future you do with more cashback? Splurge on some fancy champagne with the gals, or order fine dining to the house and watch a good true crime doco. Whatever it is, make it happen with a smarter cashback credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
As a mom of three, I know how hard it can be to figure out what meals that you're going to make for the week. Well, Green Chef has swooped in to save the day. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for clean eating, delivering pre-portioned and prepped, nutrition-approved, quality foods. Green Chef sends organic, fresh produce, responsibly sourced proteins, and chef-designed recipes in every box for satisfying, nourishing, and convenient meals that make it easy to stick to a clean routine. And my girls love to follow along with the recipe sheet that's so beautiful and help me prepare all the food.
Each meal kit is delivered directly to your doorstep and includes pre-measured ingredients and also some pre-chopped produce, which is great because my pet peeve in life is chopping garlic and then having really stinky fingers for like 4 days afterwards. This cuts the dinner prep time in half, leaving us with more minutes in the day to connect with our kids. Each week, it's really easy. You just choose from 80 plus flavor-packed options. You can customize your meals to suit your lifestyle with lots of different preferences, including plant-based options for our family, which makes us feel really seen. So thank you, Green Chef. Also, April is Earth Month, which means supporting Green Chef aligns perfectly as they prioritize sustainability as a core value. They offset 100% of delivery emissions and 100% of plastic in each box. Green Chef partners with Plastic Bank to collect ocean-bound plastic pound for every box they deliver.
So go to greenchef.com/motherdays50 and use code motherdays50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. greenchef.com/motherdays50 and use code motherdays50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well.
It's so funny, the doubts, the self-doubt, the inner conflict, which is rife, I think, in everyone. And I know when I speak to, because I'm very passionate about manifesting, I talk about it a lot. I was talking about it to three friends last night who are at my house. And I was like, Stephanie Keith, like, just listen to all of her episodes and that's what you need to do. We were talking about, and something that kept coming up from my friends was, but what about the self-doubt? What about the, well, I want these things, but my career doesn't really lend itself to that. And I feel like I'm not quite at that level to get the thing that I want. And they keep getting in their own way. So I would love to hear, obviously you struggled with your own doubts at the time. You were this swinging pendulum between following your heart, but also like, oh, is this really the best decision for our family? This is really scary. So how can we help people ease the fear of jumping into this unknown territory?
Yeah, I mean, it really is about trusting your intuition and learning to tune in with yourself. Like that's the first thing. I think that so many people are living on autopilot, you know, where we just go through the same day over and over again, and we've kind of forgotten our true nature and how to just listen to that feeling that we get, or that you know, voice that you get that's telling you something. And even though it doesn't make logical sense, you have this knowing. And society kind of has a way of programming us to turn that off. You know, I mean, when you think about around, you know, my daughter's age, around middle school, they start telling you, you know, stop dreaming. It's time to get serious. It's time to start thinking about college. Mm-hmm. And you're taught to kind of turn that off and mm-hmm. look to the external for answers for your life. So it's becoming reacquainted with that. Learning how to tap into your intuition, that's really important. And then there's all sorts of tools to help you get through the doubt, get through the limiting beliefs. And what I tell everyone is, you know, everyone you can imagine, you think about someone that you really idolize, they have doubt too. They have fear too. The only difference between them and you is they're taking action despite the fear. They're going for it anyways. Even if they know they might fail, they might mess up, they might, you know, look stupid or whatever, they do it anyways. And, you know, action is really like the biggest thing that can help you overcome those hurdles. Mm-hmm. But something that I discovered last year that I try to tell everyone about just because I've been seeing the results from it are subliminals. And I know you mentioned that earlier, Teresa, that you've been listening to them. But basically, all of these stories that we have been told, that we absorbed as a child in our subconscious, you know, it might be a feeling of not being enough, not being smart, not having enough money, money's hard to make. All of these things that we heard from our parents, teachers, friends, our environment, it's stored in our subconscious mind. And our subconscious controls our life. I mean, that is what is in charge the vast majority of the time. And the only way after age 7 to reprogram the subconscious is through repetition. And so basically what I found out was working with a lot of corporations, I learned about subliminals and that a lot of companies since the 50s use subliminals to basically entice behavior or action in people. And it's really in a shady way that a lot of businesses use it because it sends a message to people subliminally. They don't hear it or see it, but their subconscious does, and it can cause you to want to purchase a product, for example. So I started thinking about that and thinking, how can you take this knowledge and research that we know works, but use it for good, use it to help inspire positive action in people. And so basically what I did is I just take all these affirmations, positive affirmations, and I speed them up and loop them with meditation music. And even though you don't audibly hear it, it's kind of like a dog whistle. It's, you know, the human ear is not taking it in, but that doesn't mean it's not there. And your subconscious is picking up on all of it. And so it's getting that repetition. It's hearing in one audio affirmations hundreds and hundreds of times. And I have just found it to be a really good practice for overcoming those beliefs. Because if you're to say an affirmation out loud or write it down, I think you should. And I think that's a good practice, but it takes a long time. You'd have to like say it over and over all the time. And so the subliminals just kind of speed up that process.
This is completely different, but I was going to just relate it to the entertainment industry for a second. So with auditions, I found that recording my lines and then having, let's say I have a massive audition, and playing them during my sleep quietly in the background, I will wake up and I will know that back to front, inside out. And I've probably only done that maybe with 3 times with major auditions. But it's because someone told me about this very thing. Your subconscious is picking it up. And then in the morning, I'm like, oh my God, I know this so well.
The only time I ever heard about like subliminal messaging was when I was a kid and my parents, you know, would comment on how there's subliminal messaging in that little cartoon that plays before a movie comes on in the movie theater when the like popcorn and the soda and stuff are like dancing their way through and telling you to like go get some snacks from the candy bar or whatever. And so my parents were like, oh, there's like these subliminal messages. And I was like, no, it's very blatant. Like it's telling me to like get up and go party with the popcorn in the other room. And they're like, no, there's like stuff playing in the background. And I never understood it. But I was always like, yeah, it's something that happens where like, you know, you're hearing all these messages or something like, this is going to be delicious. You're going to love it. Go smell it. It's so yummy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's exactly what people have been doing. You're right. Since the 50s, where they're like putting these messages in for advertisement.
For like nefarious reasons.
Right. And it's, you know, I believe in like transparency, which, you know, I want people to know the subliminal that they're taking in. Like you should know what the message is. And these companies don't do that. And it was actually a movie theater that made subliminals so well known because they were doing that and they were showing how their concession sales like went through the roof with this. And fun little fact. So I used to work for a very big beverage company. I won't say the name. But in our marketing meetings, they would talk about, you know, how every time you see a commercial, like at the movie theaters before it plays, you'll hear the noise of like someone drinking or you'll the fountain. There's some kind of, you know, sensation that you hear, and that can actually trigger a response in your body to feel thirsty. And so you're now associating this beverage with thirst. So when you're thirsty, you crave this beverage. And I remember hearing that in a meeting and thinking like, whoa. And then thinking like, that is so shady. I can't believe we're doing that. That's not right.
Totally.
So yeah. But Teresa, you are spot on with listening to those at night, because when you're sleeping at night, your subconscious is in full like active mode. It is taking everything from the day and processing it. Mm-hmm. So that's like prime time to listen to subliminals or listen to your lines or do any of that. And you know, the subconscious actually takes in like 200 billion bits per second, where your conscious mind only takes in 2000. So 200 billion versus 2000, which is just shows how much of a difference there is between what your conscious mind can do and what your subconscious mind can do.
I would love for people who, because everyone I speak to about this, everyone's like, oh, tell me how to do it. I love it. I'm so interested in it.
That's me.
That would be Sarah. And a few of my other really good friends, they come to me as though I'm the one with the answers, even though I don't really. I just follow my intuition. And I have read a bunch of books, and I obviously listen to your podcast religiously. And I've, you know, I think I read The Secret many years ago, and I sort of picked it up and put it back down. And I didn't end up sort of diving into this work until 2012-ish, when I, you know, called in my husband and all the very, you can actually listen to this if you join up for the app with Stephanie Keith. You can listen to our interview that we did together for her podcast. And I talk about lots of my experiences with manifesting and my career. But I guess for other people who just, this is a new concept and they want to dip their toe in, where does someone start with this whole process? Where do they begin? I think some people have that misconception that they can just think of oh my gosh, I really want that new, brand new red Jeep that came out. I'll just think about it and tomorrow it'll arrive at my doorstep. Obviously, that's not how it works.
Right. Yeah. Well, I try to tell people too, to start small. I mean, like obviously I decided to manifest a house, but I don't recommend that, because if you make too big of a jump, you might not believe it. So you have to be in the realm of believability. So like, for example, if you have only ever made $50,000 a year and all of a sudden you want to manifest $50 million a year, like you can, if you can believe that, you can manifest it. But for a lot of people, that's going to be too big of a jump. So I just tell people just start out small. Like I do this thing every week where I'll tell people to affirm that they're going to manifest an extra $1,000. Because like $1,000, it's like everyone can wrap their mind around that, you know? And once you can manifest something small like that, it really does build that confidence and show you what you're capable of creating. And then you can go up from there. So, you know, the first thing is getting really clear on what you want. And that sounds so simple. It's like, we all know what we want, right? But I can't tell you how many times I'm working with someone and I start asking for the details of what they want and it's all over the board. And that's because our mind has such a hard time holding a static image. It's all over the place. One minute we want one thing and the next minute we want something else. And so it's really working to figure out what exactly is it that you want. If you went and typed in, I want a new car on Google, you're going to get a ton of different results and who knows what's going to show up, right? You have to get specific about the make and the model, and then you got to pick out a color. You really need to have that level of clarity. So I always tell people, like, think about it as though you're ordering from the catalog of the universe, right? And you have to pick out like exactly what it is you want. And then once you pick it out and you declare it, I love writing my goals down because I feel like it's really just declaring it to the universe. Like, I've made up my mind. This is what I want. It's really important to surrender, just surrender control, because the problem that a lot of people make is they want something and then they try to instantly figure out, they either think it's going to magically appear, or they go the other route and try to figure out, well, how am I going to make this happen? And your job is not to figure out how.
And that's coming at it from a place of lack.
Yeah, it's coming at it from a place of lack and not really believing that
desperation,
it can show up. Right. You're clinging to it. And that feeling, that clingy feeling, that feeling of forcing it, of desperation, that doesn't feel good. So you start aligning with things at that vibration that don't feel good. And so it's really about surrendering control and letting the universe figure out the how. So it's like, I declared what I want, and now I'm going to wait for the universe to show me how it's going to happen. Okay. So here's the other part where people get stuck is the universe will provide all of these opportunities for you and you don't act on them. And why don't you act on them? Because of what you're just talking about, Teresa. I'm afraid. I have doubt. I don't think I could do it. I don't have enough experience.
Right.
And so you just never take the action. Mm-hmm. And it's like the universe can keep throwing opportunities right in your lap, like right on your phone. And if you don't act on them, it's never going to manifest. Like, you have to take that action.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every single time I have manifested something really life-changing, it never comes in a way where it seems practical and reasonable. It usually yes. comes in a way that seems like, well, this doesn't make sense. And I don't mm-hmm. understand how this is going to get me this, but I just feel like I should do it. I have this, like, you know, all these signs, like, yes, like this keeps showing up for me. And I keep getting all this messaging around this. And that's usually the way it manifests. It's not the way that I would have logically thought anything would play out.
Mm-hmm.
So it does require a lot of trust and a lot of, once again, tuning into yourself and trusting your intuition, trusting that gut feeling, which might not make sense to your brain. It might not seem logical. And I know a lot of people can get hung up with that, but if you start with something small and see it play out, then it's a lot easier to up level from there.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So since you explained that so beautifully, it reminded me of like things that I think I've done in my life before. I just didn't have a label for it. I didn't know that that was called manifesting, right? So when I was a child, I grew up in a religion, Christianity, and my dad was a pastor. And so my dad always told me, like, be really specific when you pray, you know, like you can't just like pray for, you know, like peace, like pray specifically for like what are you asking for, you know, in your heart and like, what do you need? And so I remember thinking about that as a kid and being like, okay, I'm like, I'm going to pray for like this to happen, but then like it gets confused in the universe. And so then it's like, it's happening in this other way that, you know, whatever that is. Right. So there was that. And then I got to a place in my life where I was like, you know, I wasn't so heavy in that religion, but I definitely believe in a higher power and God and the universe and my team of light, as I always say. So, you know, there's prayer in that way. And then I got into like wishing for things like, okay, I'm going to make a wish with my friends and we're going to get together for like, you know, the sisterhood of the traveling, whatever, you know, we're going to like sit around and like drink wine. And it's a full moon. We're going to bury our wishes in the sand. So like we got into that kind of a thing with my girlfriends and we had this wishbone club and we would like say things and make, and my friends were always like, you take forever like to make a wish. And I was like, because I'm being really specific, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking specifically for time frame. This is what I want. And specifically it was about a pregnancy. So I was like, I was asking for it to happen in this time frame. I wanted it to be a boy. Like I was envisioning him and all these things. And my wish came true in this time that it happened. So then when I heard about manifesting, I was like, I don't know how to do it, you know? And then so many of my friends around me were like, but you're already doing it. Like, this is something that you already know because you have this intuition and you've always followed it. But like, I think I'm figuring out that maybe I just never knew what I was doing, like what it was. I was just sort of like following my own gut path to, okay, this is what. So when someone is manifesting something, do you say, like, I wish for this to happen, I want this to happen, or are you saying that this is, I am this, or I, like, what is the
language
wording? What should they write down? Yeah, what is the language?
Yeah, I love I am affirmations. I always talk about it as though it's already happened or like it's in my life presently, because I feel like when you say I wish or I hope, you're just always going to keep manifesting. I wish it comes and I hope it comes. So I always talk about it in the present tense. I use I am affirmations. And the other really powerful thing about this is your subconscious doesn't know the difference between reality and fantasy. So if you start talking as though it's already happened, your subconscious is going to literally think it's happened. So therefore, there's no reason for it to resist it. There's no reason to throw all these limiting beliefs in the way because it thinks it's already done. Mm-hmm. So I always laugh because I'm like, people would think that my husband and I are totally nuts if they came around us and were trying to manifest, because we'll just be like, yeah, like, oh yeah, we paid the house off. Oh my gosh, can you imagine? Like, look at how much money is in our account. This is so crazy. Isn't it so exciting? Yes. And we talk about it, even though it's not physically there, you know, in front of us, we talk about it like it is. And it happens. It just, there's no resistance. It feels fun.
I did that with the house.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you and I were talking about our homes because I feel like I had such a similar experience as you did with our house. Yeah. And this one was like so far out of our budget and like the realm of what we thought was possible that I decided to come to the showing for purely for manifesting purposes. Was because I thought one day, this is the house that I want. I'm going to get really specific. This is the exact house that I want in my life one day when I can afford it. So walking around the house, and the moment I walked into the house, I said we were not going to sell our house at all. But our current house, we loved it. We weren't going to sell it. There was no way. I walked into this home and every room I pictured myself in there with my girlfriends, drinking wine, sitting by the fire. And I just had this feeling come over my body like it was already my home. And I was talking to the real estate agent. I was like, this one's Bodhi's room. Forrest is going to have this room because it has the bath. And Poet and Prairie, they're sharing this room. And I was just talking present tense. I felt like it was my home. We walked around. And then later that night, we went home and I was like, oh God, it would just be so nice if that was ours. But obviously we can never afford it. And then it just was like that inspired action that you talk about. I just realized that if there was a world in which this could happen, maybe we can keep moving forward and taking all of the different actions we can take to get this home. And it wasn't like you click your fingers and you have this beautiful home. We jumped through so many hoops. We worked so hard, but I kept the vision so intact. This is our home. This is our home. This is our home. We had a buyer fallout. We had someone had to get on a plane with escrow papers flying from Adelaide to America, sprinting through the airport to hand escrow papers over, because if it didn't reach escrow by 5 p.m., we weren't going to get the house. So there were so many different things we had to do. But I just kept in my home, in my heart, like, this is my home. This is my home. I feel it's my home. And it was something when that happened for me, I think a lot of my friends were like, right, sit down, tell us, what did you do? And honestly, they thought it was as simple as me just like wishing for a beautiful home. It's not like that. It doesn't work that way. You can sit in that beautiful presence of this is already here. It's already happening. But then you also take the inspired action. You take those steps towards calling that thing in. And that's the part that some people, I don't think, wrap their heads around with manifesting.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's a click of the fingers.
Well, and Teresa, with you too, it's like you held the faith that it's going to manifest even when it didn't look like it was going to manifest. And that's really important, because the same thing happened when I manifested both of my homes. Whenever I'm about to manifest something big, it looks like it fell through. It looks like it's not going to happen, but you keep believing anyhow. And I, that's why, like, when we were talking, I was like, oh, you're totally going to manifest this, because like all these different things were happening. And I'm just like, yeah, no, you're going to jump through these hoops and like, it's going to happen and no one's going to believe it because it's so crazy. And what else is so crazy about that is you were telling me that story. And that same week, Redfin Real Estate reached out to me and they were like, we're writing an article on how to manifest your dream home. What's your biggest tip? And I gave them that tip. I was like, you should go walk in the dream home. And so you're telling me you did that. And I was like, this is so wild. Like, we were so, you know, supposed to talk that week when we did.
So in sync. I know. I know.
Yeah, but it is such an important tip, like putting yourself in the scenario of what you want to manifest, because what better way to visualize and to really feel into it than to actually be right in front of it?
And I've also reached out to Stephanie in the past, like work stuff, where I find that I have limiting beliefs with work. So when it comes to my life and my children and my family and all that sort of stuff, I feel like I can sit in these places and I can call things in. And then when it comes to work, I notice in myself, I have these limiting beliefs like, well, if I was just at a different level, then I could manifest this amazing opportunity. Or, well, I want to manifest that thing, but I like, am I really like, is that, do I have the worth? Like, am I good enough? Like, really? Do I deserve that? Am I deserving? So it's so funny. I actually reached out to Stephanie a number of weeks ago saying like, oh, I have this decision to make and I really don't know. I'm so afraid that other opportunities won't come my way. And you were so beautiful and how you helped show up for me and say, like, you're having your doubts, like, don't forget who you are and what you've done. And it was just so beautiful, your perspective and your way. But even someone like me, and I'm sure you do too, I run up against these blockages all the time. And it's just in this specific area of my life. So, you know, I'm not perfect at doing it. And I think it's funny when my friends come to me like, how do you do it? I'm like, wait, I also have some major things that I have to unpack in order to really unleash a whole new area of things that we can tap into. And Sarah and I had a reading actually with one of our guests, and she was like, for both of you girls, 2023, that's your manifest year. You're going to plant the seeds this year. That's your year of eight. You are, everything that you plant comes in. So I said to Sarah, oh, it's actually really great that we're talking with you, because this is supposed to be our year to plant the seeds. And I want our listeners to think about planting the seeds. And so thank you. I love all of this advice.
I was like, I need a crash course quickly, because I'm hearing that I'm supposed to know how to do this.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny because I was like planting the seeds for my business last year. And then this year, like so many things that really did manifest. I was like, 2022 is going to be my year. Like, all this stuff's going to happen. And a lot of what I wrote last year in my journal is coming true. Things that I wrote this week are coming true. One of them was, I'm going to be invited on a celebrity podcast. And then messaged me and I was like, I just wrote that down. Like, it just happened. I just wrote it.
Wow.
Wild.
But it's so funny, Teresa, because when you messaged me about, you know, your decision you were making, and I could tell you were having all these doubts, I'm like, you're Teresa Palmer. Like, what? You have doubts? Like, no, do not settle. Do not settle. Like, you can have it. And it's just, it is nice though to hear that everyone has these doubts and fears. Yes. Like, it's so normal. It's such a part of just the human experience. And you don't have to beat yourself up over it. You just know, like, I can take this action and I can try and move forward. And worst case scenario, if I fail, it's not the end of the world. You know, I mean, that's something that I think can really be helpful in manifestation. If you just become a little more comfortable with the idea and the possibility of failing, and that failing is not the end of the world. Like, you fail and you dust yourself off and you get back up and you try again, and it's mm-hmm. no big deal. So I think our minds make it out to be like way bigger than what it actually is.
Can I ask a question that's kind of silly? So you're having this conversation with your husband, and I'm doing this for anybody else who's like me, where sometimes you start to do these things where you're using the I am, or like, I am doing this, or this is, I am living in this beautiful home, like what Teresa's talking about. So that moment when you start to feel kind of silly as you're doing it, because you're like, well, it's not actually real. And like, you have mm-hmm. like the other part of you that's saying like, okay, this is silly. And you sound like a nutcase, because you told me, or you were saying just a few minutes ago, that you were like, if anybody was around, they would be like, whoa, they're so cuckoo bananas.
I know, we are. We're totally crazy.
So two questions is, one, what do you do when you start feeling that? And two, like, when you get to the sort of end of that conversation with your husband, do you guys go, okay, back to real life now? Or like, how do you transition out of it? Tell me.
We don't. We live in a total fantasy reality all the time. No, you know what? It does, especially when you first start doing it, it does feel silly. And back, you know, when we were manifesting our dream home, like I said, like I don't know why, I've just always had a really big imagination. And I just felt like anything's possible. And I'm going to like pretend play like I'm a kid. And I didn't really care. But my husband, I mean, he thought I was crazy. He's like, right. This is ridiculous. What are you talking about? We can't even pay the bills this month. And you want to go move into like the best school district in the state. And, you know, so that's when I just had to like tell him, hey, like, this is really important to me. I know you think I'm crazy, and that's okay. But I need you to just play along. And let's just have fun with it. Like, who cares? No one's listening. No one's, you know, you don't have to go and tell all your coworkers that I'm making you do this. And just play along. And so, you know, he gets it now, like that, you know, I just kind of need that support. And sometimes it does feel a little silly or weird, but that just means you need to do it more. And one of the things we love to do, and this is like such a good tip, is if you're trying to up-level your life just in general, I say like once a quarter, we try to do this. It's kind of hard with the kids, but the two of us will just go and we'll get like the nicest hotel room and like the nicest resort that we could possibly find, even if it's for one night. And we'll just kind of like be in that environment and that scenario. And then we'll just talk about, all right, what do we want to manifest this year? How much money do we want to make? What do we want to call in? And when you put yourself in that environment that feels like the next level, it feels very luxurious compared to your normal life, and you start planning your goals, I mean, mountains will move for it to happen. It's, you just get this vibe and this feeling, and it's like things just manifest on a whole other level. So I really recommend like maybe doing that with your husband if it's like weird being at home and you've got the kids crying and you're trying to like, you know, just put yourself in a really cool environment, have some wine, like relax, and then just like have fun with it. And who cares if you sound stupid?
I love it.
Actually, my husband, I was asking Mark, I was like, because he is so funny. He's very open to these sorts of things. But I remember like 2 years ago, I was like, you're blocking my manifesting. I was like, stop blocking it. Because every time I'm talking about like abundance, you know, love abundance, health abundance, financial abundance, you know, being able to buy homes for everyone we love. I have this dream and I write about it in my manifest. So I do a journal. I try and do a journal every night, my manifest journal. But one of my massive dreams is I have paid off everyone's mortgage, like in my life. Everyone I love's mortgage has been paid off. And then that way they're choosing their own homes. But they also just have an asset. They have an asset there. It's not like I'm buying homes for them. They choose the home they want. I get to pay off their mortgage. So this has always been, since I was a little girl, I just want that to happen. And so I was talking to Mark a couple of years ago about like, oh, financial abundance. And I can't wait to be able to do this for our friends. And I have this charity I want to start for women who are going through infertility. And I know that he had some blockage surrounding finances because of where he was brought up. And there were times where like money was negative, like big corporations negative, like big pharma, government negative. So there was a lot that I think he had to unpack with finances. And I wanted to ask that question. What if you are so like in your light, you're trying to vibe, you're trying to bring all this stuff in? What if you have someone, a significant other, or just someone that you see all the time, who just, they don't believe in it, or that you can feel that their energy is affecting your manifesting? Does that happen? Does that matter? Do you have to create a sacred space? Please tell us.
Yeah, so that is actually a very similar experience to what Dustin and I have gone through. So we're great at manifesting like the home we want to live in and, you know, things involving our kids and our family life. But we were completely out of alignment through most of our marriage around the career side of things because, you know, he was kind of, you know, raised, I think it's just part of our society that like the man should provide for the family. And I was always, you know, making more money than him. And then when I started getting my business going, he could get really negative about it. And it would kind of mess with my mindset and my vibe. And we had this like really big fight about it. And I was just like, we've got to figure this out because this business and what I'm doing, it's part of my life. Like I'm not doing this because I want to be rich. I'm just doing this because it's my calling. Like this is my purpose in life. And I want to do it. It's really important to me. And when you're not on board with that, it breaks my heart. Like it's how am I ever supposed to be successful with that? And I'm going to this level and I want you to come with me. So like, are you coming with me or not? And it was kind of this like heart to heart. And then he, you know, in talking it through and when we actually talked about it, it was a lot of beliefs that he had, you know, from growing up that mm-hmm. he, you know, feels like he's failing in some way because he should be the one, you know, making money and providing for the family. And he grew up in poverty in the projects. And so, you know, some of these conversations around some of this stuff, it brought up a lot of that like childhood trauma that had just never been healed, you know, and
unpacked.
Yes. Yeah. And what's really interesting, I mean, I know there's so many tools to overcome limiting beliefs, but even just bringing awareness to them can be so incredibly powerful because once you have awareness of them, you start to notice, you start to have a conscious awareness every time it comes up, and then you can choose differently. And so, you know, we kind of had this huge fight and this heart to heart, and it's like, this is what I need from you. And, you know, you're either going to be able to help with that or not. And we need to like figure this out and make a decision. And, so he, you know, he made the decision that he was going to be more supportive and now like he will catch himself. I feel like if things come up and not that everything's perfect, but I feel like, you know, especially in marriage, like you have to be on the same page. And the way I explained it to him is like, you are my partner in life for the rest of my life. And we need to be aligned because I'm not manifesting for me. I'm manifesting for our family. For us, for our children, like I want our children to have the best future imaginable. And that's what we need to manifest together. And if you're, you know, resisting that, how are we ever going to get there? And I think that that kind of helped him understand just how important it wasn't just about my career. Like this is about our life together as a family. Beautiful. And I love that, Teresa, that you want to pay off everyone's mortgages. Like my dream was always to buy my mom like her dream house one day. So that's so inspiring. I love it.
Yeah. You and I, there are so many parallels in our life journey, but I'm from Australia. Obviously I'm like in Australia doing so many of the similar things that you were doing. I think we've had quite, you know, these parallel stories and even with your husband and my husband and where he grew up and he grew up in poverty, he grew up, in, you know, the Badlands in Philadelphia. And so he's had lots of real, just a colorful upbringing. And, but it's so beautiful because I too have had similar conversations with him, and, you know, his relationship to all of this stuff has really evolved, and to watch him like step into his light, and I can just see those barriers have been broken down now. And he just manifested the most incredible thing, which was getting his film financed. And the person who is financing his film, he wrote her name. She's quite a famous singer. He wrote her name down on a pinboard 3 years ago and stuck it up on the pinboard. And I always would, at my Australian house, I'd see her name there. And, you know, we've had a relationship with her for a while, a friendship. And then he's just like, now's the right time. He got the download from the universe like 2 weeks ago. He went to her with the script. She said, "I believe in you." Yes. And just, it all happened. And we were just like crying. Whoa. We're so excited. But I've been like looking at that name for the last few years, being like, why is her name up on the pinboard? Like, what is what's the work collaboration going to look like here? So I love that he's really evolved into a place of true belief. And it's just divine. He actually wanted me to ask you something. And I think it's one of the reasons why I came on your show, but I was a little bit tentative at the start because I was nervous to publicly share my relationship with manifesting. And I know other people in the entertainment industry, I've listened to their stories, and people more now so than ever are being more open with their journey with manifesting. And some people call it praying. I know my mum, she talks about praying for things and it comes true. And I always just have the belief that it's the same source. It's the same higher being, the energy, the consciousness. Like, we're all praying and believing in the same thing that's outside of ourselves. It's within us, but it's also outside of us and around. And I believe it's in nature and the universe and all those things. Mark wanted to know, where do you think the backlash comes from when people are openly talking about manifesting? And I call it the eye roll syndrome, where in Australia we have the tall poppy syndrome, where someone's like growing up nice and tall and they're excited and, you know, they've got their careers going well and they're, you know, they're enjoying their life. We have this tendency to like cut people down. So we call it the tall poppy syndrome. And I also find that when people talk about manifesting, there's that tendency to sort of pull the rug out from under their feet and cut them down. And there's a controversy or a negativity surrounding manifesting, which I find really unfortunate, because we live in a society where it is not okay to, even if you don't have the same belief as someone, like my mom's Catholic, I don't believe all the same things that she believes, but I support and love, and I absolutely create the space for her to feel like she can go to church whenever she wants to when she's with us. And I want to uplift her and celebrate her beliefs. And manifesting, it's also a belief system too, yet people feel that they can undermine it and attack it. Yet they wouldn't do that to someone's religious beliefs, which I always find really strange. If you wouldn't mind speaking to that for a moment, and then I think after that you can just give us a breakdown of all the like simple tips to start the manifesting journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think there's a couple of things with that. I think number one, when people try to cut you down, you know, if it's someone that you know, I think it says a lot more about them. You know, it's their fears and insecurities and limiting beliefs that are coming to the surface. So it can make people uncomfortable when they see you, you know, on this uphill slope, and then they're struggling and they're not at the same pace. So I think some of it comes from that. But I think also, you know, there's the issue of, okay, like if we are creating our reality, we're co-creating our reality, then what about, you know, all of these people that are suffering? And, you know, we've had this conversation before with some girls in the book club, because they were saying like, you know, one billionaire could like end world hunger and like this isn't fair. And I was like, yeah, but this is why it's so important for you to understand how to manifest, because you can manifest that. Like, you could be the difference. And if we are up leveling and we're living our best life and we're manifesting things, that is going to inspire people a lot more than keeping ourselves small. So there's always going to be people that try to cut you down. Unfortunately, like, it really has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with whatever their inner turmoil is. But if you stay small to make other people comfortable, that's not what the world needs. Like, the world needs someone like you that's going to go and pay off mortgages, and like someone that's going to donate to charities and start nonprofits. Like, we need more good people to become really comfortable with manifesting, with abundance. Because yeah, there are like, there aren't that many right now that you can think of that are making big changes in the world. And that's why, you know, we have to be that change and not keep ourselves small, like manifest as much financial success, as much success as possible, so that you can have a positive impact on the world and you can inspire, you know, other people. And I always think, like, I remember when I was a kid, I remember Oprah was saying that by, you know, being born as a female in the United States, like, that is such a gift. And to be so, like, you were one of the most lucky people in the world. And I still think about that, you know, to this day. And I think, well, maybe there is a girl who is in Ukraine right now or somewhere where she's dealing with, like, very unfortunate circumstances. And maybe by listening to me, she'll be inspired. And like, maybe that will be the light that she needs to make a change as she grows older. Maybe it will give her hope, rather than like dimming yourself down and staying small to try to make everyone comfortable. Like, try to be the light and try to inspire people. And if anyone has an issue with it, then they just have some inner turmoil and trauma that they need to heal through. But that doesn't mean that you can't, you know, keep moving forward. I hope that made sense and answer the question for him.
So lovely. Yes, thank you. And then I think probably, Sarah, correct me if I'm wrong, I think something that listeners might want to know is, all right, where do I start? Vision board? Because we talk about vision boards a lot. Is that something people have to do if you're a visual person? Does that help? Or is it a journal? Or do you record yourself or say it out loud? Could you just give us some tips?
Yeah, so I think that it's different for everyone. And it's not, I think a lot of people look at vision boards and think like, well, I have to have a vision board in order to manifest. A vision board and journaling, they're all just tools that help you clarify your goals. So vision, the whole purpose of a vision board is to help you make up your mind and declare what you want. So if you're the type of person that has a really hard time visualizing what you want, then maybe it is good to like put some pictures up on a board to help you get really clear. Some people love writing, and that's a great way for them to kind of put what's in their mind on paper and get really clear. So they're all just tools, and you just pick one that works for you and try not to do everything all at once, because I think that that's where it gets really sort of confusing, is when you try to do everything and turn it into this big process and then it's like overwhelming. Just pick one thing that feels right to you and use that. And there's no right or wrong way. So you just have to trust yourself and how you feel and let your feelings be that guidance to lead you towards a path that feels right. And if it doesn't feel right, then try something else.
And would this be a daily practice?
Yeah, I think manifestation should definitely be a daily practice.
I'm glad that you said that, because when I was listening to you guys, I was like, okay, I need a pen board. I need a journal. Okay, I need to start writing 1,000 notes in my phone. But like, I do, I want to know, does it have to be a daily practice? Is this a weekly practice? Are we like, is this something that we go to bed with every night? We wake up with every morning with our coffee, like, or is it just like what you're saying, that you're following your intuition and your, do you follow your own thing? Like, sometimes I kind of need a guide, like a guideline.
Yeah. So I always say, like, your feelings are your inner GPS. So trust what feels good. And the problem is, like, now that manifestation has become such a trendy topic, I feel like as human beings, we try to complicate it, you know, and it becomes this process where you, like, a to-do list that ends up feeling more like a chore than inspiring you, right? So you want to feel inspired. So, I mean, I'll just give you an idea of, like, what I do. So I'm a big writer. I love writing. And every morning, I'll listen to my subliminals in the background and I'll just, like, write out my goals. And I write out how I want the day to go. I'll write out if I'm feeling a limiting belief come up that week. I might write out some affirmations and say them out loud. And that feels really good to me. That feels like I end up at the end of that practice, I feel like really energized and like, yeah, like today's going to be such a good day. And like, that's what you want. You want it to raise your vibration because you're going to manifest what you're in a vibrational alignment with. And so if you're doing something and it feels like a chore and it feels like hard work and you're just like, ugh, you're going to manifest things at that vibration. So try to pick practices that work for you. Maybe you love meditating. Maybe you love walking outside in nature. Maybe you love vision boards or you love journaling. Like, find whatever feels good to you and whatever leaves you feeling really inspired and do that. And as far as the first question about making it a daily practice is, as we said earlier, like, repetition is key. And you want your subconscious to become so comfortable with your goals that it just thinks this is your reality. It's going to mark this as important. And whenever opportunities come up in your environment, the subconscious is going to show them to your conscious mind. And it does that through repetition. So if you can do something every day to keep your goals front and center, that would be ideal.
Amazing.
Oh, you are such a breath of fresh air. I have to say, I love listening to you.
Oh, and thank you.
You were the person that really got me through that. I was on my own with my newborn baby. She was 3 days old. She was my fourth baby, Prairie. And my husband had to leave to go and work. And you, like, carried me through that postpartum time. Every night I had my ritual. I would lie in bed. I had my salt candle on, my salt lamp on, I should say. I would drink my Love Well and I would snuggle with my baby and I would press play on your podcast and I would just listen to you. And I actually was swapping out, which is funny. I'm really into true crime podcasts. I was swapping all my true crime podcasts out for your podcast because I couldn't sit in the energy of those stories and what I was listening to. I had this brand new, innocent, darling little baby that I was taking care of. And I was like, oof, all that other stuff feels really heavy. Like, I just want to listen to Stephanie Keith.
Oh, I'm so glad that helped you.
Yeah, it was so great. You can find the divine Stephanie Keith at Law of Attraction Tribe on Instagram and on Twitter and any social media. That is where you find her. The podcast is called The Law of Attraction Tribe Podcast. You can get it on Apple, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts, and a book. She has a beautiful book. Can you just quickly tell us about your book? I just received my copy and it's divine. It looks beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's called Trust the Universe. And Sarah, that's a great one too for starting out. I tried to basically, like, simplify the process of manifestation. And it's one of those books where it's kind of like a guidebook. So you can just open it to whatever section you're needing help with and it'll guide you through some of that inner work that needs to happen in order for you to manifest.
Oh, I love that.
And you can get that wherever books are sold.
Amazing. Okay, I'm ordering your book.
And the app.
And the app. And all the things. And my pin board. You guys, this was so wonderful. Stephanie, thank you so much for coming on our show. You guys have been listening to Stephanie Keith, and this is The Mother Days, and you can follow along with The Mother Days, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. This was fantastic. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really had fun with you guys.
Oh my goodness. Stephanie, that was amazing.